Here we go again, Bing.
We are committed, Rosie. Here we go again for General Electric Light Bulbs and Fells and Company.
Let's roll it.
Oh, who rolled? Me or you?
Me?
Good.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring-sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon, just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. Feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so.
Say, Rosie, I have it on some rather good authority that a fellow named Jonathan Swift wrote about you and General Electric over 200 years ago.
Me and General Electric? I didn't know the General was that old. What'd he say?
Well, his little ditty went something like, the two noblest things, which are sweetness and light.
I'm sweetness?
Well, you got to be, Rosemary, because nobody can deny that General Electric means light. Why, General Electric's been in the light business since it was only a gleam in Tom Edison's eye.
A commercial, Mr. Crosby?
A commercial, Miss Clooney.
Well, we have a right good announcer in Mr. Carpenter. What'll he say?
Oh, he might start off with, girls, if you want sweetness and light around your home, stock up on 4 packs of General Electric bulbs.
Oh, Ken, you'll be great.
Yeah, how am I doing?
And then he might add, get enough GE bulbs for all the empty sockets, plus a few extras of each size for the shelf. So you'll never be caught short.
Kenneth, you'll stop bulb snatchers cold.
Cold.
And of course, he'll tell them to get some of the new, smaller, brighter GE 100 watters. You know, they're the little rascals that fit where 100 watts could never squeeze in before.
Never.
And then he can tell how thrilled hubby will feel when he turns on his favorite lamp and finds the right size GE bulb is still there. Sort of like a new lease on light, eh, Rosie?
Well, let's say it's a chance for us girls to be all sweetness. And light up our homes like new, like now.
Oh, Ken, you make announcing sound so easy.
Yeah, Bing, you and Rosie should try it sometime.
Great old standard by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms a soul when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Greenwich, where modern men itch to be free. And Bowling Green, you'll see with me. We'll go to Coney's, we'll have bologna on a roll. In Central Park, we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. I'd like to take a sail on Jamaica Bay with you, and fair Canarsie's lakes we'll view. The city's bustle cannot destroy the dreams of a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
How long does it take you to do your children's shoes? 10 minutes? Well, now you can spray on a 10-day shine in just 10 seconds with self-polishing Penny Shine. And you can spray a Penny Bright Shine on black shoes, brown shoes, any color shoes, with the same giant can of Penny Shine. Perfect for covering children's scuff marks, too. Giant can of Penny Shine lasts for months, only 98 cents. Remember, it's 1-2 shine your shoe with Penny Shine, a quality product by Turtle Wax. May I inquire as to your song, Rosemary?
It's an item called Always Together, a song of true togetherness which comes from Germany.
Always Together, a song of German origination, huh?
Mm-hmm, Always Together, you know, like sauerkraut and knackwurst.
Or like apple and strudel, huh?
Yeah, like Hasen and Pfeffer.
Und sauren Braten.
That's it. This is a very romantic number, folks, even though Ken and I got sidetracked in the food department.
Me loving you, you loving me, always together. Right from the start, you have my heart. Keep it forever. Please promise me we'll never part. For more than a moment, I need my arms about you, with your lips on mine. Stay near to me, we're meant to be, always together. Please promise me we'll never part. Promise me we'll never part. Please promise me we'll never part.
Look magazine, just out, is devoted to, oh, what we shall call democracy's hometown, Washington, D.C. You know, there's lots of fascinating, interesting items on the nation's capital, complete with a big sightseer's pull-out color map. A very handy little item for tourists or for newly elected senators and congressmen. Also taxi drivers, possibly. Anyway, a point of absorbing interest to you ladies is a piece by Sue C. I wonder if it's Sans Souci. Anyhow, she's a most attractive girl reporter who does some sharp word sketches of the leading presidential candidates. Actually, you know what she did? Sue went out and crashed quite a few of the parties in Washington. And I bring you now some of her cogent observations on the top presidential possibilities. She opens with John F. Kennedy, and she says, he still looks like a Harvard undergraduate, although he's done something different with his hair. Doesn't seem to fall down on his forehead any longer. Stuart Symington. She says he's a handsome man with a smile almost as nice as Eisenhower's. Had no idea he was so tall. He's elegantly slim, and I thought he looked lovely in a black tie. Stuart will be happy, I'm sure. Lyndon P. Johnson. He is wonderfully tall and slender like Symington, but not as gray. He had a stunning charcoal silk jacket with black satin lapels. She says, I like a man with the courage to deviate from the normal formal attire. I wonder if his wife helps him pick out his clothes. Reporter C, that's Sue C, she asked Vice President Nixon, Richard M. Nixon, whom he would like as his vice president. That's a big question for such a little girl, replied Nixon. She says, Nixon has a disarming way that I like. He wears a vest. And I like a man who wears a vest. How about you girls listening? How do you stand on vests? Oh, and then she takes up Senator Hubert M. Humphrey. And she says, I was surprised to find the senator so young-looking. But I could tell that he powders his face after shaving. Very smooth. I noticed Mrs. Humphrey has bangs, just like Mamie Eisenhower's. There, then, you have them. A few personality notes from a girl reporter who crashed some parties in Washington, D.C. Now, I think I'll move in with Buddy and the boys for a song. This is a number that goes over pretty big at parties. I crash one occasionally, but not for long.
Do I want you? Oh, my, do I? Honey, indeed I do. Do I need you? Oh, my, do I? Honey, indeed I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh, my, do I? Honey, indeed I do.
Wonderful mood everybody's in today?
Oh, yes, indeedy. It is spring in the air that does it.
spring. That means all us housewives will be spring cleaning and you men will be taken off for fishing trips.
Oh, no, no, now, wait a minute. Fishing camp, we have our chores, too.
And what is your specialty?
Dishwiper.
Dishwiper, huh? Then I'll let you in on a little secret.
What's that?
Gentle Fells. Wash your dishes with Gentle Fells dishwashing detergent and you won't have to wipe. With Gentle Fells, dishes and glasses dry sparkling clear. No spots, no streaks.
Gentle Fells, hmm?
That's right. Gentle F-E-L-S. Fells.
That sounds like my kind.
It's the greatest. One capful makes a sink full of rich suds. And it's the only dishwashing detergent with lanolin D.
Lanolin D?
You know, lanolin to protect your hands. The same lanolin used in costly creams and lotions is in Gentle Fells. It cushions your hands while it cleans your dishes.
And when you use Gentle Fells, you say dishes and glasses get that hand-polished look without having to wipe them?
That's Gentle Fells. Better stock up at your food store today.
Oh, yes. For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products.
Gentle Fells for dishes.
And don't forget Instant Fells Naphtha for laundry.
Rosemary, would you care to embark on something sentimental with old sentimental me?
I would love to, old sentimental you.
Well, let's just link arms and think. It should be so nice to come home to.
That's a very nice idea.
You must not just drop your head on my shoulder.
You'd be so nice to come home to.
Be so nice by the fire while the breeze on high sang a lullaby.
You'd be all that I could desire under stars chilled by the winter.
Under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice.
You'd be paradise to come home to and love.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.
Au revoir. Listen again now, won't you?
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again tomorrow, won't you?